Logistic 1-2 punch when Contagious Christians do relational evangelism in partnership with a contagious church that prioritizes outreach. What about your church? It doesn't matter what brand, flavor, color, location, or age it is. There's power and potential in contagious churches everywhere that hold to the message of Christ and take risks to reach lost people. Jesus promised, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Why are the vast majority of churches not growing? Or growing almost exclusively through transfers of Christians from other churches? Why are so many churches losing ground, not even reaching people at the rate the population around them is growing? Why are some churches actually shutting down and closing their doors? Why are many Christians content when their church merely holds its own and maintains its membership and budget numbers? Could that really be what Jesus had in mind when he gave us the Great Commission? I certainly don't think so. Bill Hybels said this to a group of church leaders. If you went to the airport and there were no planes landing and there were no airplanes taking off, you'd say, "There's a problem." If you went to the train station and there were no trains coming and no trains leaving, you'd say, "There's a problem." So why is it that we can be a part of churches that go on year after year with almost no truly unchurched people coming to faith in Christ and with very few people really becoming more Christ-like, and yet think there's no problem? Friends, if that describes your church, there's a problem. By its very nature and purpose, the church ought to be a contagious place that is spreading the Christian faith to more and more outsiders. In fact, there ought to be an epidemic of people trusting in Christ. Why isn't this happening? Clarifying the mission. One problem is that many churches have been around so long that they've lost sight of why they were created in the first place. Simply asking members the question, "What are we trying to do?" will often evoke blank stares or puzzled looks that seem to say, "We're not trying to do anything. We're church, for goodness sake." On the other end of the spectrum, some people will respond with an entire laundry list. "Oh, we're here to fulfill God's plan, you know, to teach people and build up the body of Christ, and to worship and grow and train young people about God and help needy people in the community and to send missionaries overseas." These aren't bad goals, but they're ordered by a stream of consciousness, not by a clear sense of mission or priority. And you may have noticed...